If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right. Great Saturday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Ride It Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for tuning in today. And, you know, as many of you may know, I am a senior home consultant with Mosby Building Arts, and it's, you know, kind of my job to try and be a great advisor, really solve a lot of issues for my clients, whether it's remodeling, maintenance, or water issues. Well, today we can answer all of your water questions with today's guest, Brett Line from Aqua Systems. Whether it's hard water, water softeners, filters, or anything else, home improvement for me, we'll be here for the next hour. So yes, don't forget about your home improvement questions also, but only for the next hour, and it'll go quickly, I promise you. So the number you need, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And today, I plan to have some great conversations with Brett on all types of projects around the house, including some kitchen and bathroom trends for 2020, all your home maintenance list for September, all the maintenance you need to do for September. We can get into some of that. Also, remember, every week halfway through the show, I have my Ride at Home hack. So we're going to give some advice on how to make your yard a bug-free zone. So stick around for that. And if you want to talk about any of those topics or anything going on around your home, again, give me and Brett a call today. And let's have a conversation about your needs one last time, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So let's get this thing started. Here to help me with all your hard water questions is my guest from Aqua Systems, Brett Line. Hey, are you with us today, Brett? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rich. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, feeling pretty good. So, you know, I waited all week for this hour, my favorite hour every Saturday, get to help everybody out. You know, absolutely love getting it done. It does, like I said, you know, goes by so quickly, you know, every time, every week. So glad to be able to help everybody out. And, you know, kind of starting off a question that I had for you that we hadn't really mentioned in a while, and I don't want to get too deep into, you know, the COVID coming back and just things that are going on, but you know, they've upped a month or so ago, more restrictions, you know, down to 25% capacity in offices, things like that. You know, you got to wear masks in the stores and grocery shopping and all this stuff. So, you know, for you guys at Aqua Systems, how is that? What's that done with your showroom? And are you still able to have people in, or how are you guys handling all of that?
Yes, we have. I appreciate the question. And we do have people on a regular basis. And a lot of folks, we don't talk about a lot, but we do offer what we call a drive-through service, a drive-in service. A lot of our other locations actually have a place where you can, like a drive-up, like a fast food. Ours is a little different because we're in an industrial location here in the Brentwood area. But we do offer where folks can come in, and they do. Folks, we do have a lot of folks that come in and actually pull into the building, and we can load up because we offer not just water softeners and purification, but we're the Mountain Valley spring water distributor for St. Louis. So they'll pull in and we'll load up the 5-gallon glass bottles and the 2.5-gallon glass bottles, or we've got the Aqua Systems 5-gallon bottles, or even water softener salt. We have that available too. If folks want to pull up, and rather than going in and trying to throw a bag in a grocery cart, they can pull in. We'll load their trunk. And so, yeah, we've got the masks on. The folks are wearing masks. Our folks are wearing masks when they come in. We've had folks, as far as even me, helping out as far as loading when we need to, because we get busy. But yeah, we do that and then wipe everything down and get doorknobs and things wiped down and cleaned off, and try to stay ahead of it and keep folks safe as best we can, you know, with what's going on in today and the craziness of what's going on. But we still offer that service, and more than we'd like to invite folks in, particularly if you're in an area where you just want to save, because we do deliveries and we do bottled water delivery. We have a large water bottle delivery service, and we'll do that for folks. But they're more than welcome if they want to stop in and save themselves having to pay a delivery fee to have water delivered or salt. And matter of fact, since you brought that up, that's been actually something that's been talked about several times this week. I've had several people that with their water softeners, I don't know how you are or what you have in your home, but I'm notorious that when I had my current home doesn't have a basement, but when I had a basement in my house, the water softener was, you know, down there, and I didn't go down there that much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would run out of salt. You run out of salt, and then you're in the shower, and you're like, oh, man, like you can feel the hard water, the difference of the water. And where we offer a service where we can put down for convenience, we'll stop by a customer's house every 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and drop off salt or even take it downstairs for them and actually put it in the water softener for them. So sometimes folks can't get up and down those stairs. Well, we offer that service for them. So, yeah, that's available. So, we've been doing well. Actually, sales continue to grow for us this time of the year. Even with the COVID going on, people are, I think, just more conscious about their water and what they're drinking, what they're breathing, and what's going on around them. So it's been doing very well.
Yeah, I can imagine they are, and that I was going to kind of bring that up too, because, you know, here at Mosby, I mean, honestly, we're having like a record year. We had a record month in August, and it's amazing, you know, how busy the remodeling industry really is, you know, going on. And I think, same thing for you guys, just more people inside their homes, just around and, you know, using the water more, feeling the water more, you know, using their kitchen, their bathroom, their stuff more. Or, you know, another huge uptick we've seen, you know, is outdoors, all the outdoor areas, the patios, front porches. You know, people are wanting to be out of their house once, you know, summer hit and you can kind of take walks and go outside. We saw, you know, this whole summer just such a, you know, uptick in the outdoor work and the patios and the porches and the decks. And, you know, they want a nice space out there, and they want to have a place to go. And nobody really knows, you know, when this is 100% going to clear up or when we'll truly have vaccines and things like that. So yeah, I think they're just getting more done. So, yeah, for you guys, I could see that, just more conscious of what's going on with their water.
And we've seen a lot. It's funny with the COVID because, you know, everybody's getting out. Like you said, they're wanting to get out and wanting to walk. And folks are actually meeting their neighbors, talking to neighbors. And I've got
several
situations where we've gone out and I've talked to three and four neighbors all at one time and installed water softeners and gave them a better discount because all four are buying them at one time. And that's happened several times here this year. So it's funny how that's worked out.
But I've had
people getting to know their neighbors.
I've had the exact same thing happen coming out and going to leave, and, you know, ended up doing some gutter guards and stuff for neighbor across the street. But so for now, we need to get into our first break here. And I'm looking forward to talking about just some different types of projects and maybe some kitchen trends and stuff with you, and just, you know, have a little conversation about some of the different things in those realms going on, you know, so far this year and what to look forward to. So we will definitely get into some of that and more about all your water and aqua systems and everything when we return from the break. So we will be right back.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, we are back, moving through everything as always, having a great time. For those of you just tuning in, I've got Brett Line from Aqua Systems with me today. So if you have any questions, anything for me, any home improvement, any maintenance, any issues, anything you've seen or noticed, or anything water filtration, hard water, water softeners, all that stuff, we can definitely get to you today. Love to help you out. Give us a shout, 314-241-9797. And so for now, while we kind of wait through that, Brett, I wanted to just kind of touch on, you know, some more of those things around the home, because, you know, we've been talking a lot with people being in their home, the type of projects they're looking for. Last week, I was talking about some DIY projects. So there's like an article on different easy to ambitious projects that people, you know, have been taking on themselves through all of this stuff. And, you know, from some beginner stuff with faucets and light fixtures, all the way through some advanced stuff with cabinet refresh and board and batten boards on ceilings and walls and heated floors and things like that. So, Brett, is there anything that you've been noticing about your house, or that you've worked on about your house, or maybe even like a wish list you came up with, you know, during all this stuff and spending more time in your home?
Well, spending more time in the home, my wife and I have been looking at trying to get some stuff done. We just recently had a new roof put on the house, which one of the things with that we've been looking at, the way our house is situated, we have large trees on the lot, and there's a lot of shade in the house that we were looking to try to get some light. So at the time that we had the roof put on, we had a couple skylights that were put in for the kitchen area to bring some light in, some natural light in a dark area that, you know, just it just gives a whole new feel, a whole new atmosphere, especially during those winter times when it's not so much sunlight and so forth. That could definitely help out in an area in the home, I think, that's a dark area, to bring in some natural light and give it a better feel. So, yeah, that's made a big impact. And we're also just looking at those trees themselves out in our yard, just trying to take care of those and get some light into the house so we've got some sunlight. Because I think lighting the kitchen, all these things that we do, and I've always for a long time looked at doing those things, that lighting has such an impact on a home, whether it's natural light with skylights or the recessed lighting or under cabinet lights. I know that's a big trend with kitchens is remodels is putting that lighting in, and it just makes a world of difference of how a kitchen looks, how it feels based on that lighting and how it's lit up in the kitchen, what it looks like.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny that you get the lighting. That's a big deal for a lot of people. And, you know, that was one of my projects that I had gotten into because, you know, working in my home office a lot more and actually doing more virtual meetings with, you know, my work, with everybody at my work. We have, you know, meetings where there's 20, you know, people or so in them. So we do those virtually. We do a lot of client presentations and different stuff. We could do that stuff virtually. So doing more of that in my home really made me realize the lighting was just like, wow, so inadequate in so many places. So yeah, added, you know, can lights in my office, throughout my kitchen, hearth room, just different areas like that to really get, you know, much better lighting around. But it was sitting in my office that really started to show me that, like, wow, my lighting's horrible when people are looking and, you know, how they see me in the shadows and, you know, things like that. So that was my project there. And so now I'm obviously going through and kind of painting all the ceilings because I had to go through and put all that lighting in and everything. And, you know, so yeah, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work on the list, a lot of DIY stuff out there for people. But, you know, talking about kitchens, you know, and looking in the kitchen. So that was one of the articles, you know, I was looking at this week from Realtor. It was on Realtor.com about, you know, timeless kitchen trends. What, you know, what never really goes out of style, you know, in kitchen designs. And, you know, here at Mosby, we do so much kitchen designing and stuff like that. So when you kind of look at the designs that come and go, you know, the avocado green stuff from the 50s and 60s and Formica countertops and just some of the stuff that's really kind of, you know, wore out. And then when you look at the new kitchen decor styles that will really, the way they're talking about how they'll last and how they have a lot of lasting value to them, but, you know, the ones that really last. And another thing that we've been thinking about in our kitchen is white cabinets. So mm-hmm. You know, white cabinets will just, it's pretty timeless, you know, never really going to go out of style. So you can get new cabinets,
neutral,
paint them white. Yeah, it's a very, very neutral thing that goes with so much and everything, you know, around it. So that's, you know, definitely a timeless one. The solid surface countertops, there's so many styles now. You can get solid surface that looks just like marble, but it's not real marble, so it's not porous and all of that. So, you know, mm-hmm. The article talks about how marble countertops, you know, don't go out of style, but I would say get into that newer product for everybody. Get this thing that's, you know, it's not porous, you know, like the quartz. They make it look in so many different looks. It's really phenomenal. So you can make it look like marble, stuff like that, and have a really timeless look on a product that will just, you know, last forever. And third thing on the list. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, I mean, there's like you're mentioning these avocado things, these colors, and
yeah.
there's certain things that date homes. You know, when you go in and you paint a cabinet a certain specific color that happens to be in, it's not a neutral or a white or something, or a countertop that is really trendy right now, which is awesome, but you look at it 10 years from now and you think, oh my, what was I thinking? So it's like trying to neutralize some of those base things, like you're saying, the white cabinets, and then my wife runs into this. She works with staging homes for realtors, and we see a lot of homes and a lot of things you can look at. When you walk in the kitchen, you can say, oh, this is definitely from the 70s or this is definitely from the 80s because of particular colors, or, hey, that green was in style then or so forth, where if you can offer a more neutral palette, bring your colors in with the other other things that you bring into the room, it's just, like you said, it makes it a timeless scenario where it's something anybody can come and live into.
And kind of what we're trying to change now, I was talking a couple weeks ago about my new dishwasher, so stainless steel appliances, something mm-hmm. that kind of goes with all those colors, doesn't really wear out. The newer stainless steel, you get the, you know, fingerprintless. It really is easier to clean than stainless steel from 10, 15 years ago. So we're kind of working our way around. I think our oven, stove top, all that's going to be, you know, next to work towards that stainless steel. But hey, we got to get into our middle break here. Want to remind everybody, the hack coming up after this break. So we'll get into this break, we'll do the hack, and we'll get into more of these bathroom and kitchen trends when we return.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right. We are back. Here we go. I want to welcome Facebook Live back in the scene here for my Right at Home Hack. And, you know, we've been talking live on the air about being around the house a lot, doing things around the house, working and doing outdoor projects, you know, things people are looking for. So, you know, obviously we've been around the house more, hanging out on the deck with family, battling mosquitoes. It's August, it's hot, the bugs are out. So I thought today I'd come up with some tricks to create a more bug-free environment to enjoy for everybody outside, other than just your typical sprays and everything. So if you have cover, or if you have, you know, walls around you where you can install some patio fans, is a really, really good way to, you know, keep the mosquitoes away for sure. If they have that standing breeze, you know, it's hard for them to fight that, and it will keep them clear around you. So you get to flip a switch, get a cool breeze, and kind of keep those mosquitoes away if you can install some patio fans around you. So mulch is a big thing. Don't do too much mulch. Watch, you know, how much you put and get rid of old mulch and put new mulch in, so there's not too much, too thick, and you're kind of cleaning out what's underneath. If you can, and do it in the design, keep it about 12 inches away from the foundation, so you can use a more organic mulch or rock or gravel closer to the house, and that'll kind of keep, you know, that mulch is a great nesting environment for all types of bugs, ants, everything. So keeping that away is a really, really good idea. Getting rid of standing water. So a lot of people probably already know this, but if you think about where water could stand, go up to your gutters, check your gutters, make sure they're sloping, make sure they're not holding water, because you could be getting this from right above your head and not even really realize it, you know, on a one-story home. So kiddie pools, buckets of water, bird baths, make sure you clean them out, empty them when they're not in use, and keep that water, you know, away. Keeping your yard trimmed and mowed, keeping everything tidy is another great thing to do. You know, ticks, all that stuff, they love tall grass. So any animals, humans passing through, whatever, that's when they get on you and everything. So keep your yard, all your landscape real nice and tidy, and that will actually help with those bugs. And then you can also, you know, plant plant things in your landscape that bugs don't like. There's plenty of plants, mint, citrus, things like that, that put off smells that the bugs just don't like. So there's a whole list of these when this is posted this week. You can actually find a list of all these plants that will help you out in your landscaping with that on my social media. And then another one that I thought was really cool is, you know, painting your home lighter colors. Studies show that the bugs see the dark and the brighter colors a lot easier. So if you've ever heard someone say, wear light clothing, it won't appeal to the bugs as much. Well, doing that sort of thing to your house is actually just as effective. And then for our area, and if you're in an area that it would work, build a bat house. If you have, you know, if you can have bats around, put it out on a tree somewhere. And if you get the bats around, I know it sounds, you know, crazy, but a bat can actually consume up to 1,000 mosquitoes per hour. So having a few of them around is really actually a great thing. So for everybody out there, you could go to my social media when we post this later in the week. You could go to @RichOris at Twitter, or just look up Rich Oris Mosby on Facebook. And if you subscribe to my Mosby Facebook, you'll get to see this Facebook Live every week. And you can find more of all of this on my social media and from House Logic. There will be a link to all of this stuff that we just talked about there. So we're going to tune back in. We'll say goodbye to Facebook Live for now and get back at it with everybody else here live on the air. So, Brett, hey, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Hey, you know, I was just, when I was doing this thing about the bugs, it brought up something really, really cool for me, because I was just talking to a client with an old historic porch that we're going to rebuild, and he was talking about, and I never knew this was the reason, but in the South, you know, a lot of these porches out there have a really specific color, you know, blue ceiling on the porches that they paint almost like to look like the sky. And they do that blue so that birds won't want to nest underneath that porch, because they think that they can be seen from the top, like from the sky, and their predators can see them and swoop down and get them or whatever. So they paint this blue, you know. So talking about those lighter colors and stuff, it is amazing how colors affect nature and everything outside. It's pretty cool, actually, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, and that's interesting.
You know, I had seen that, and I'd seen it, you know, on, just in some stuff, but I never knew why. I just thought it's a southern color, you know. It's like when you go to Florida, the houses are much more beachy colors inside and out, and just different color tones. So I never knew the reason, and I was like, that's actually really kind of cool. So a lot of these things that we see all the time have really good reasons for them from a long time ago that, you know, you just don't realize, and people just kind of keep up the trend and everything, you know, of what they're doing. But, you know, talking about the kitchens, the trends, the different things like that, you know, I'm always talking to people about, you know, getting good projects and how, you know, questions you should ask if you're going after a kitchen or a bathroom remodel, or, you know, all this great advice on how to get through these type of projects and everything. So for your end, for Aqua Systems, you know, looking at the things that you do and install and all of that, is there any advice that you might have for the listeners that, you know, might be looking around or might be shopping around for a filter or a water softener system, something like that? I mean, what should they look out for and watch out for and pay attention to when they're looking around for, you know, a unit like that?
Well, I just really try to encourage people, and you know this, Rich, you and I both talked about it, and I think Aqua Systems and Mosby Building Arts have the same philosophy, that our focus is to identify with the customer listed by listening to them on what their issues are, their concerns, and what they're wanting to address. And many times we spend a lot of time just listening. I spent, I know with the COVID going on, I had a particular client that didn't want anybody in the house because they were on quarantine. So we spent every bit of an hour, over an hour on Zoom, just with a list of questions concerning their water and their water softeners and drinking systems. And his wife had concerns as she was sitting there with fluoride and some health issues in her life that she needed to eliminate things and identify stuff that she can remove from her water for her drinking because of health issues. So I think I talk to folks, and I've been out talking to clients that just beware of the snake oil scenarios that are out there, that there's this one product that does everything that you want, and it does it all, and it's a lot of money. So buy it, and it does everything.
Yeah.
There's things out there, and there's concerns that people have with particular, let's say, chlorine in the water, or let's say in this scenario.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right. We are back. Here we go. I want to welcome Facebook Live back in the scene here for my Right at Home Hack. And, you know, we've been talking on live on the air about being around the house a lot, doing things around the house, working and doing outdoor projects, you know, things people are looking for. So, you know, obviously we've been around the house more, hanging out on the deck with family, battling mosquitoes. It's August, it's hot, the bugs are out. So I thought today I'd come up with some tricks to create a more bug-free environment to enjoy for everybody outside, other than just your typical sprays and everything. So if you have cover, or if you have, you know, walls around you where you can install some patio fans, is a really, really good way to, you know, keep the mosquitoes away for sure. If they have that standing breeze, you know, it's hard for them to fight that, and it will keep them clear around you. So you get to get a flip a switch, get a cool breeze, and kind of keep those mosquitoes away if you can install some patio fans around you. So mulch is a big thing. Don't do too much mulch. Watch, you know, how much you put, and get rid of old mulch and put new mulch in, so there's not too much, too thick, and you're kind of cleaning out what's underneath. If you can, and do it in the design, keep it about 12 inches away from the foundation, so you can use a more organic mulch or rock or gravel closer to the house, and that'll kind of keep, you know, that mulch is a great nesting environment for all types of bugs, ants, everything. So keeping that away is a really, really good idea. Getting rid of standing water. So a lot of people probably already know this, but if you think about where water could stand, go up to your gutters, check your gutters, make sure they're sloping, make sure they're not holding water, because you could be getting this from right above your head and not even really realize it, you know, on a one-story home. So kiddie pools, buckets of water, bird baths, make sure you clean them out, empty them when they're not in use, and keep that water, you know, away. Keeping your yard trimmed and mowed, keeping everything tidy is another great thing to do. You know, ticks, all that stuff, they love tall grass. So any animals, humans passing through, whatever, that's when they get on you and everything. So keep your yard, all your landscape real nice and tidy, and that will actually help with those bugs. And then you can also, you know, plant things in your landscape that bugs don't like. There's plenty of plants, mint, citrus, things like that put off smells that the bugs just don't like. So there's a whole list of these when this is posted this week. You can actually find a list of all these plants that will help you out in your landscaping with that on my social media. And then another one that I thought was really cool is, you know, painting your home lighter colors. Studies show that the bugs see the dark and the brighter colors a lot easier. So if you've ever heard someone say, wear light clothing, it won't appeal to the bugs as much. Well, doing that sort of thing to your house is actually just as effective. And then for our area, and if you're in an area that it would work, build a bat house. If you have, you know, if you could have bats around, put it out on a tree somewhere. And if you get the bats around, I know it sounds, you know, crazy, but a bat can actually consume up to 1,000 mosquitoes per hour. So having a few of them around is really actually a great thing. So for everybody out there, you could go to my social media when we post this later in the week. You could go to @RichOris at Twitter, or just look up Rich Oris Mosby on Facebook. And if you subscribe to my Mosby Facebook, you'll get to see this Facebook Live every week. And you can find more of all of this on my social media and from House Logic. There will be a link to all of this stuff that we just talked about there. So we're going to tune back in. We'll say goodbye to Facebook Live for now and get back at it with everybody else here live on the air. So, Brett, hey, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Hey, you know, I was just, when I was doing this thing about the bugs, it brought up something really, really cool for me, because I was just talking to a client with an old historic porch that we're going to rebuild, and he was talking about, and I never knew this was the reason, but in the South, you know, a lot of these porches out there have a really specific color, you know, blue ceiling on the porches that they paint, almost like to look like the sky. And they do that blue so that birds won't want to nest underneath that porch, because they think that they can be seen from the top, like from the sky, and their predators can see them and swoop down and get them or whatever. So they paint this blue, you know. So talking about those lighter colors and stuff, it is amazing how colors affect nature and everything outside. It's pretty cool, actually, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, and that's interesting.
You know, I had seen that, and I had seen it, you know, on, just in some stuff, but I never knew why. I just thought it's a southern color, you know. It's like when you go to Florida, the houses are much more beachy colors inside and out, and just different color tones. So I never knew the reason, and I was like, that's actually really kind of cool. So a lot of these things that we see all the time have really good reasons for them from a long time ago that, you know, you just don't realize, and people just kind of keep up the trend and everything, you know, of what they're doing. But, you know, talking about the kitchens, the trends, the different things like that, you know, I'm always talking to people about, you know, getting good projects and how, you know, questions you should ask if you're going after a kitchen or a bathroom remodel, or, you know, all this great advice on how to get through these type of projects and everything. So for your end, for Aqua Systems, you know, looking at the things that you do and install and all of that, is there any advice that you might have for the listeners that, you know, might be looking around or might be shopping around for a filter or a water softener system, something like that? I mean, what should they look out for and watch out for and pay attention to when they're looking around for, you know, a unit like that?
Well, I just really try to encourage people, and you know this, Rich, you and I both talked about it, and I think Aqua Systems and Mosby Building Arts have the same philosophy, that our focus is to identify with the customer listed by listening to them on what their issues are, their concerns, and what they're wanting to address. And many times we spend a lot of time just listening. I spent I know with the COVID going on, I had a particular client that didn't want anybody in the house because they were on quarantine. So we spent every bit of an hour, over an hour on Zoom, just with a list of questions concerning their water and their water softeners and drinking systems. And his wife had concerns as she was sitting there with fluoride and some health issues in her life that she needed to eliminate things and identify stuff that she can remove from her water for her drinking because of health issues. So I think I talk to folks, and I've been out talking to clients, that just beware of the snake oil scenarios that are out there, that there's this one product that does everything that you want, and it does it all, and it's a lot of money. So buy it, and it does everything.
Yeah.
There's things out there, and there's concerns that people have with particular, let's say, chlorine in the water. Or let's say, in this scenario, a customer I was talking to has a brand new house, and he's got calcium buildup on the inside of his dishwasher, and the glasses are coming out with a white film on them. You know, that's hard water. There's equipment that specifically takes care of that. Now, there's folks that businesses that will take a water softener and they'll throw other media in with that resin to soften the water, but also say, hey, it also removes chlorine and these other things. But the problem is, none of those medias have the same lifespan, where resin can last up to 15 years, 12 years. Carbon's only going to last 2-3 years on doing what it does, and you're going to have chlorine back in your water, but you're going to have to replace that entire tank, and which is going to have a higher cost because you have resin and carbon and all this other stuff in there.
Yeah.
And that's the whole idea behind it, is that you're going to be a continual return customer for them on a regular basis, and it's a revenue stream. So I just encourage people, really identify specifically what you want and what you're wanting to deal with, and then look for the equipment that specifically addresses that. And then, you know, you've got what you're happy for, you know, and you got these kitchens, a brand new kitchen, brand new bathroom, but you've got hard water, and you got spots on stuff and calcium buildup, or the water stinks, and it's like, okay, kind of just defeats, you know, I got this nice new product, but now I've got this nasty water that's coming in my house, and, you know, so I would include it in the remodel process.
And what I always try and tell people kind of inside that theory is, you know, ask some really good open-ended questions. If you've done research, don't necessarily ask direct questions if you think you know something, but ask some open-ended questions and then just kind of listen, and you'll really learn if someone's telling you things that you need to know and things that are truly going to be helpful. So, but it is time. We need to get into our final break here. We do have Laverne on the line, has a front porch question. So, Laverne, if you can hang on the line, I will get to you as soon as we come back from the break, and we'll wrap things up with that and with Brett here from Aquasystems. So we'll be right back.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aquasystems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, we are back at it. Final segment. We got about 7 minutes left here with myself, with Brett Line from Aquasystems. So I want to get Laverne straight on the line here and get to the question. So are you with us? You got a front porch question?
I'm with you, Rich.
All right, thanks for calling in. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. What are your thoughts?
I got a problem on my front porch, and I don't know what you call this beam. It's not a beam. It's hollow. It's not a solid beam. But my two ornamental posts are attached to that, And it's about the whole length of the porch, and it's about 2 feet in from the gut, from the outside, you know, where the gutters are.
Sure. Yep.
And I think somehow or another, maybe when the gutters have backed up, there's water going up in there, and that's starting to deteriorate, that column or beam or whatever you call that thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you folks do that?
We absolutely do that, and I've actually, you really got to look at and examine that from the shingles through the gutter all the way around, because, and especially if you have any of that metal, like the aluminum white metal wrapping, any of the wood behind the gutter, stuff like that, because there's lots of ways that water can be getting back there. It doesn't necessarily have to be during like gutters overflowing or backing up. There's some gutter screens and stuff that I've seen put them back there, and sometimes just the way the shingles come down, and do they lap far enough? So there's several reasons you could be getting water back there, but it is an extremely common issue. I actually posted a video on my social media two or three years ago of exactly that. When I pull that metal away from the fascia board that's behind that gutter, you just see this water pour out of it, and that client had the exact same thing happen. And then it runs backwards and it gets to that header, and that header that holds everything up is usually wrapped in like a 1x, you know, wood that's painted, or wrapped in that aluminum metal like they do so much these days.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, and basically that houses and holds all that water in there, doesn't let it dry out, and just starts rotting away all the wood that's underneath it. So
That's what it's doing.
We do that, and just know that when we examine it, this could go all the way up to including the shingles, possibly, depending on where we figure out that water's coming from. But we'll be able to show it to you. We'll be able to show you pictures and things like that. And really, you know, it's like I was talking about earlier, being that advisor, it's really showing you, here's what's happening, here's how it's going, getting all the information so you can then see 100% of what's wrong and cure the disease, not just the symptoms from it, is really what we're after. So,
okay.
I would definitely invite you, Laverne, to, you know, give us a call. You can call into our office, 314-909-1800. And for anybody else, too, they can look us up online at our website at callmosby.com. And you can make appointments and stuff through the website and everything else.
Okay.
But yeah, call in the office, tell them you talk to me, and you want to have us come out and take a look at, you know, why that's rotten and leaking, and we can definitely get it figured out for you.
Okay, what do you call that beam so I don't sound so stupid?
A beam is fine. It's a header.
Okay.
You could call it a header. That
a header, okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not
yep.
solid like I think of a beam, you know, a wooden beam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a box.
Yeah, and there might be some more solid places in there, though, you know, behind it all. We can examine, show you, and go through all that for you. So,
okay,
all right.
Very good. I'll do that.
Very
Thank
good.
You so much.
Hey, you're very, very welcome. Thank you. And for everybody else out there, you know, feel free to check in with Mosby. Any of these type of projects, you know, any type of remodeling inside, outside, Mosby can take care of it for you. Give us a call, 314-909-1800. And also for now, Brett, if you're still there, how can everybody get a hold of you guys and look into that you know, water softener, filters, and water delivery, and all the services that you provide? How can they get a hold of you guys?
Yep, they can give us a call at 314-832-5500. We're closed today, but you can leave a message. And we did offer before and continue to offer that if you call in, leave a message for me, that you listen to the show today, we'll get you an additional $100 discount off the products that we talk about. And they
awesome.
Can also go to our website, aquasystems.com, or ilovemywater, aquasystems.com, and we also are on Facebook with the Aqua Systems St. Louis. I like to post a lot, some things on there on occasion to give folks some information about products and such, so invite them to visit that as well. So I appreciate the opportunity again to be on the radio. I enjoy getting on there and getting on here and talking to folks, or at least talking to you and getting through some of the water things that are going on, water issues, and hopefully being a help to folks. And if they give us a call, I'd be more than happy to come out and talk to them, or we can do a Zoom meeting or whatever works out for them as far as with the COVID scenario going on right now.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, there's so many different ways to do everything. If you're thinking about it, yeah, we can figure out a way to do that. And you can hold the phone and walk through the house and, you know, look at where that system might go, or look at that bathroom project with us. Yeah, we could all do these things virtually and have some really good conversations and narrow stuff down, you know, that way. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we can definitely get everybody in like that. So yeah, we're running out of time here, but Brett, awesome. Great conversation today. Had a lot of fun. Again, my favorite hour. Thanks for being on with us again. And
thank you. I enjoy being on here with you.
Yep, and you're very welcome. And for everybody else out there, I look forward to talking to you all next Saturday. Have a good week.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, we are back at it. Final segment. We got about 7 minutes left here with myself, with Brett Line from Aqua Systems. So I want to get Laverne straight on the line here and get to the question. So are you with us? You got a front porch question?
I'm with you, Rich.
All right. Thanks for calling in. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. What are your thoughts?
I got a problem on my front porch, and I don't know what you call this beam. It's not a beam. It's hollow. It's not a solid beam. But my two ornamental posts are attached to that, and it's about the whole length of the porch, and it's about 2 feet in from the from the outside, you know, where the gutters are.
Sure. Yep.
And I think somehow or another, maybe when the gutters have backed up, there's water going up in there, and that's starting to deteriorate, that column or beam or whatever you call that thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you folks do that?
We absolutely do that. And I've actually, you really got to look at and examine that from the shingles through the gutter all the way around, because, and especially if you have any of that metal, like the aluminum white metal wrapping, any of the wood behind the gutter, stuff like that, because there's lots of ways that water can be getting back there. It doesn't necessarily have to be during like gutters overflowing or backing up. There's some gutter screens and stuff that I've seen put them back there, and sometimes just the way the shingles come down, and do they lap far enough? So there's several reasons you could be getting water back there, but it is an extremely common issue. I actually posted a video on my social media a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, of exactly that. When I pull that metal away from the fascia board that's behind that gutter, you just see this water pour out of it. And that client had the exact same thing happen. And then it runs backwards and it gets to that header. And that header that holds everything up is usually wrapped in like a 1x, you know, wood that's painted, or wrapped in that aluminum metal like they do so much these days.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and basically that houses and holds all that water in there, doesn't let it dry out, and just starts rotting away all the wood that's underneath it. So
that's what it's doing.
we do that, and just know that when we examine it, this could go all the way up to including the shingles, possibly, depending on where we figure out that water's coming from. But we'll be able to show it to you. We'll be able to show you pictures and things like that. And really, you know, it's like I was talking about earlier, being that advisor, it's really showing you, here's what's happening, here's how it's going, getting all the information so you can then see 100% of what's wrong and cure the disease, not just the symptoms from it, is really what we're after. So, yep,
okay.
I would definitely invite you, Laverne, to, you know, give us a call. You can call into our office, 314-909-1800. And for anybody else, too, they can look us up online at our website at callmosby.com. And you can make appointments and stuff through the website and everything else.
Okay.
But yeah, call in the office, tell them you talk to me, and you want to have us come out and take a look at, you know, why that's rotten and leaking, and we can definitely get it figured out for you.
Okay, what do you call that beam so I don't sound so stupid?
A beam is fine. It's a header.
Okay.
You could call it a header. That
a header, okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not
yep.
solid like I think of a beam, you know, a wooden beam,
mm-hmm.
and it's yeah. kind of like a box.
Yeah, and there might be some more solid places in there, though, you know,
okay.
behind it all. So, yeah, we can examine, show you, and go through all that for you. So,
okay,
all right.
Very good. I'll do that.
Very
Thank
good.
You so much.
Hey, you're very, very welcome. Thank you. And for everybody else out there, you know, feel free to check in with Mosby. Any of these type of projects, you know, any type of remodeling inside, outside, Mosby can take care of it for you. Give us a call, 314-909-1800. And also for now, Brett, if you're still there, how can everybody get a hold of you guys and look into that, you know, water softener, filters, and water delivery and all the services that you provide? How can they get a hold of you guys?
Yep, they can give us a call at 314-832-5500. We're closed today, but you can leave a message, and we did offer before and continue to offer that if you call in, leave a message for me that you listen to the show today, we'll get you an additional $100 discount off the products that we talk about. And they
awesome.
Can also go to our website, aquasystems.com or ilovemywater.com. And we also are on Facebook with the Aqua Systems St. Louis. I like to post a lot. Some things on there on occasion to give folks some information about products and such. So invite them to visit that as well. So I appreciate the opportunity again to be on the radio. I enjoy getting on there and getting on here and talking to folks, or at least talking to you and getting through some of the water things that are going on, water issues, and hopefully
sure.
being a help to folks. And if they give us a call, I'd be more than happy to come out and talk to them, or we can do a Zoom meeting or whatever works out for them as far as with the COVID scenario going on right now.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, there's so many different ways to do everything. If you're thinking about it, yeah, we can figure out a way to do that. And you can hold the phone and walk through the house and, you know, look at where that system might go, or look at that bathroom project with us. Yeah, we could all do these things virtually and have some really good conversations and narrow stuff down,
mm-hmm.
you know, that way. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, we can definitely get everybody in like that. So, yeah, we're running out of time here. But, Brett, awesome. Great conversation today. Had a lot of fun. Again, my favorite hour. Thanks for being on with us again. And
No, thank you. I enjoy being on here with you.
Yep, and you're very welcome. And for everybody else out there, I look forward to talking to you all next Saturday. Have a good week.